This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. I hope everybody is having a great day. We are, I hope everybody is having a good day. We are now beginning Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Chaf Hei. We're up to Siv Zayin. I just want to point out that in Siv Vav, the Mechaber said that if you touch the Shel Roish first, you need to be Maver on the Mitzvah and put on the Shel Yad and then put on the Shel Roish. However, the Mishneh Berurah said that if you actually went ahead and put on the Shel Roish first, then you don't have to remove the Shel Roish because what you did was done, and then quickly put on the Shel Yad. In the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha cites the opinion of the Arzei Zechayim of the Malbim that in fact, that if you put on the Shel Roish first, you need to rectify what you did, take it off. You're violating that which we say, Kol Zman Shebein Einecha Yiyushtayim. So you need to be masakin it and put on the tefillin kahalacha. However, says the Bir Halacha, this is not correct because we hold the Shel Yad is not ma'akev. So that means you're mekayim the Shel Roish, just you're not mekayim et kitikuna. Don't take off the Shel Roish and then put on the Shel Yad. And every moment that you're wearing tefillin, you're mekayim et sasei. Why should you take it off to fulfill it in the preferred way if by taking it off you're going to lose the mitzvah of wearing tefillin? So therefore, do not take it off, but rather you should instead leave it on. Now, the Mechaber continues in Siv Zayin. Yivorich lehoniach bekamatz. You should say lehoniach with a kamatz, tachas ahei, v'loy bepatach uvedagesh. Not with a patach and a dagesh, lehoniach, but rather lehoniach. Says the Mishneh Berurah, lehoniach bekamatz, shehu lashon hanacha. Lehoniach is a lashon of placing. K'may shekasuv lehoniach bracha el beisecha. V'loy bepatach shehu lashon aziva. Lehoniach means to forsake. K'may shekasuv achichem echad hanichu iti. So we're not forsaking the tefillin shel yad on our hand. Rather, we are placing it on our arm. Sif ches. Kol ha-mitzvois mevorech alehen oiver lasyas. And all mitzvos, you make a bracha on it prior to the performance. Perish oiver means koidem. Vayavar esakushi. Perusha rots vehiktim lefanav. He ran and he proceeded before him. Lefikach tzarch levorech ala tfilo shel yad. Therefore, since you have to make the bracha before you mekayim the mitzvah, therefore make the bracha on the tefillah shel yad achar hanacha al hakiboyres, after placing it on the bicep, koidem kishirasan, before you tie it, she kishirasan zu hi asiyasan, because tying it is the performance of the mitzvah. Not putting it on the bicep, tying it is the performance of the mitzvah. Haga v'chein b'shel roish. You make the bracha by the shel roish. Koidem shemahad koi b'roishai. Before you are mahadik it on your head. Says the Mishneh Berurah. Achar hanacha. The koidem v'chein, before you put on the bicep. L'charchil ein roi levarech. L'charchil, it's not appropriate to make the bracha to have a koidem the koidem. It's before Oyver lasiyasam. V'tzach lekarev habracha lasiyasam mitzvah chamad efshe. You need to juxtapose the blessing to performance of the mitzvah as much as possible. Koidem kishirasan. Uvediyeved yivarech afilo acherkach. Bediyeved, you could even make the bracha after you put it on. The mitzvah sheyesh leimesach zman hu b'kulei yama. It's a mitzvah that has duration throughout the whole day. Now, lechatchila, the Mishneh Berurah says simin chavav sivkat and gimel, the dersha brings that you should make a bracha on it before you put on the shel roish. Regarding someone who puts on tefillin before it gets light outside, the Shulchan Aruch says that when the time comes, then you're yamashmesh and you make a bracha. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says if somebody's mafsik between Hanachas Tzvon Sheyal and Hanachas Tzvon Sharosh, that according to the Ramah, you have to make a bracha on the Hanachas Sharosh, two brachas. It is correct to be Yamashmesh B'Shalyad, so that Lahaniach is going on the Shalyad as well. Okay, next Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chav Zayin. Koidem Shemahadkan. Ki ahiduk hu mitzvah sakshira. The hiduk is the mitzvah of tying. V'tzach gam kein lizar, you have to also be careful. Shia bracha achar shemunachim al harosh. That the blessing should be after it's placed on the head. Meaning, not while you're holding it in mid-air. You put it on the head, you make the bracha, then you tighten it. Gam b'shas bracha al tefillin shel rosh. Why? Not like those who make the bracha while it's still in their hand. Dim can't have lay koidem the koidem. Otherwise, it's too early. So listen, you're going to put the tefillin on the head. If you make the bracha before you put it on the head, it's too premature. It's premature. It's koidem the koidem. You put it on the head, then you make the bracha, then you tighten it, and you can't say Baruch Shem unless the tefillin is 100% in its place. If you say Baruch Shem before the tefillin is fastened, you need to make another bracha. Gam b'shas bracha al tefillin shel rosh yireh, shiyeh mechusa rosh betalas. You also want to make sure that when you're making the bracha on the tefillin shel rosh, you're either wearing a yarmulke or your head is covered with the talis. Otherwise, you're making a bracha begiloy harosh. Okay, let's hold it over here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Sorry for the technical difficulties, Bez Hashem. Hopefully, it will get straightened out soon. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.